brings us to 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. It's time to chat finance, practical finance, with Thane, brought to you with the kind compliments of Verso Wealth.
Imagine no financial stress, no running around to check and monitor your future. But that's not what's happening, is it? Half your money and time is spent on following up on all your financial needs. Is my wealth growing or shrinking? What will happen with my estate when I'm gone? Is my retirement fund where it needs to be? Am I covered for all disabilities? How will my family know who to turn to for what? Why not put everything into one safe place? At Verso Wealth, we offer cost effectiveness and simplicity, giving you 100% security to help you changing your goals into reality.
Contact Verso Wealth on 043-727-1340 or info@verso.co.za.
We once again welcome Thane into the studio with today's edition of Practical Finance. Thane, very good morning.
Thank you, Wayne. Morning, listeners.
And Thane, just before we get going, you've got a very interesting topic lined up for today. But let me just remind the listeners that we are giving information and not advice. You need to consult with your own financial advisor. And if you don't have a financial advisor, we'll give you a financial advisor.
we'll find one for you.
No, in all seriousness, our disclaimer is that it's information we give you, and you need to chat to your own financial advisor to make sure that the information that we give, if you want to apply it, actually suits your own particular scenario. But Thane, today's topic.
Let's talk about retirement.
Ooh.
How to sabotage your retirement efficiently.
You wouldn't want to do that, but maybe inadvertently you might be doing it.
Yeah, so it's such a sad position to be in when your finances run out before your life runs out.
I was just about to say, I think the best way that you can sabotage your retirement is actually to live too long.
Exactly. And you know, with the medical technology, think about it. Mm. You work for so many years. Let's say you start working at 18, you retire at 60, 65, and now you might potentially live longer than you've retired. Mm. I mean, then you've been employed and your money's got to last that
long. So the sums almost don't balance.
Correct.
Because you've spent 40 odd years of your life, give or take, working, but you might very well live for another 40 years.
Exactly. And technology, and that's why this retirement age of 65 is, I wonder if it's not under threat, you know, eh? You know, because if I look at my clients that are 65, I'm thinking, you're too young to retire.
Retirement now. You're at the prime of your career. You've got so much experience. You've still got so much experience that you can give your industry.
Exactly. You know, so I was talking to a friend of mine, and his wife is she's a doctor now, but she was an intern. Mm. And she tells a story that she was going through the ward with the other interns and the doctor. And she said, and this elderly gentleman in this bed, and as she said that, she realized that the patient was the same age as her doctor.
Wow.
So afterwards, the other intern said to her, you must never forget the rule. People are only elderly if they are 10 years older than your father.
Right.
You know, so be careful of saying 65 is elderly, because it isn't nowadays.
Well, there's one career where
they look old.
Yeah, they do. There's one career that definitely won't sabotage its retirement.
What is that?
Politicians and members of parliament.
Oh, yes.
In South Africa, yes. Or in fact, other parts of the world as well, where you've got politicians that should actually not be in those driving seats.
Well, you've got to be led off the stage by your colleague.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about retirees.
Yeah, retirement. How can you inadvertently, or how you might inadvertently sabotage your retirement?
So I think by way of introduction, I'd like to use this example. So a client wasn't a client at the time, came to see me. I've known her for years, and she went to see a financial advisor that was linked to an institution, and he threw his toys at the cot because she wanted to retire 5 years earlier, and gave her a whole, and correctly, just by the way, gave her a whole rundown of why she's making a mistake. She came to me and she said, "Thane, I understand all that, but what he never understood was I need to spend some more time with my husband. And it's not about the money. I can adjust my lifestyle to meet that loss of income that I'm giving up, or that income I'm giving up now because of early retirement." So we did some maths for her. But what I want to say is, if you're going to retire without a financial advisor, I question that. We spoke last week about artificial intelligence. These people have got so many options and so much software available to give you
the scenarios.
And it doesn't mean they're going to tell you what to do. Remember, they are an advisor. They can only advise you. So my advice today, please go and talk to somebody about your retirement before you make a decision that can harm your future. So if I can just put that out there, we are trained to run different scenarios for you. And this life is not guaranteed. No one's going to be 100% correct. But we can tell you about the taxes. We can tell you about the different products. We can tell you about the impact of the markets over your retirement. Please, before you sabotage your retirement as on the basis of ignorance or not knowing the possible consequences, have a chat to a financial advisor.
And would I be correct in saying, and once again, I think this is probably a scenario, I'm just speculating a scenario here, where you've been working all your life and you've been earning a particular salary, and then come retirement, suddenly there's all this money that becomes available. You almost get bamboozled into believing or thinking that, wow, you know, I'm going to go overseas, I'm going to buy a new car, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. But what you've got to remember is that that is the money that you've got to live on for the rest of your life. So I would speculate and say possibly you need to spend a little bit of it to spoil yourself, but you've got to bear in mind at the end of the day that the rest of that money has to actually keep you going.
So spot on, Wayne. So and I mean, diverting from the topic a little bit now, but when one does a retirement plan, it's not good enough. I'm sorry to say this, but it's not good enough to say, I want to retire on 20,000 rand a month or whatever the figure is, because life happens during retirement. So when you build your retirement plan, sure, you've got to make a place for inflation and you need income. But here are a couple of the variables. You need to have access to capital, which means in 5 years' time, you might want to replace that car. Are you going to have enough money to replace that car? Where is that money coming from? So you have to have different sources of funds in order to meet not only your income needs, but your lump sum needs. Oh, you want to go on overseas holiday? That's what made me think of it. How often do you want to go? Every year? Every 5 years? So build all of that into your retirement plan. So it's not only about income. It's about capital as well. What happens in your retirement if suddenly one of your husband or you as the wife becomes critically ill?
And you've got increased expenses.
Now you've got increased expenses. A real case. A client of ours in KwaZulu-Natal, husband started suffering from dementia. It got to the point where they were pretty comfortable. But it got to the point where he had to go into an institution and she had to sell her house, which is the right thing to do, I must say. But she had two households to look after, you see. So that is a massive, and if anyone is in that space, you know how expensive it is to have frail care at an institution on a full-time basis. So before you make the decision to retire, I want to almost say to you, 10 years before, at least, by the very latest, 10 years before, go and do some projections with the financial advisor. Go and see what it is you're facing. And it's, retirement is not only about the money. A lot of psychological, the retirement has a huge psychological impact on a person. You wake up one morning and you don't have anything to do apart from mowing the lawn and painting.
And you can only mow the lawn and paint the house so many times before it's...
That lasts about 6 months, and then the house is very well maintained and the grass is looking spotless. So talk to somebody. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about today is you've retired now. Okay, now I'm retired. I see so many retirees sabotage their retirement intentionally and unintentionally. So remember, as Wayne has just mentioned, this is your pot of money. There's nothing more coming in. You may have investments, but you've got to make sure that your investments can outlive your lifetime, your mortality. The biggest risk is inflation overtakes you, and towards your latter years, you start having to worry about money. You know, it's not nice. So here are a couple of things that I've come across over the years when it comes to people that have actually retired. And again, sometimes, Wayne, a good consultant is an insultant.
Because they might say things that you don't want to hear.
Correct. So I'm going to maybe insult one or two people on Wild Coast Radio. Take it from whence it comes. It's really with the best intentions. So you mentioned that you get this amount of money at your retirement, and it's a lot of money. You probably... Often, a lot of people have never had access to those kind of lump sums. So 550,000 rand is a substantial amount of money that you're going to get tax-free if you retire. And then the children all of a sudden see you as the new bank on the street.
Yeah.
And it happens very often that children will ask for money, because mom and dad have retired now, so they must have lots of money.
Yeah,
and I want to say this: I'm a father, I'm a grandfather. I can't tell you not to help your children, because I know I would help my children if they were in dire straits. But consider the impact on your retirement. Please get them to sign an acknowledgement, a friendly acknowledgement of debt. Make sure that they pay the money back at some point in time. Whether you charge them or don't charge them interest, that's your endeavor, as it were. But I find often retirees have their pension sabotaged because they use it on a non-return basis. I'll never forget, Wayne, a couple of weeks ago, I sat with a client and I did the maths for him, like we spoke early on. And I said, you've been going on a lot of holidays in your early years. Before you went, I was a bit concerned about the longevity of your money, because we like to plan to a certain age, whether it be 90 or 100, doesn't matter. But for this particular client, we plan to age 90, and he was going to make it. He was going to make it, but just going to make it. And he went on two quick holidays, and he paid for the children.
Okay. So that's threw the thing out of balance.
That threw it out of balance. So I had this discussion, again, maybe as an insultant rather than a financial consultant, and we had a long discussion about this, and I showed him the graph. I said, look, we're going to run out here. And as I left there, I said, have a good day, blah, blah, blah. He said, yeah, listen, next week we're going on holiday to the Seychelles. I thought, I've just said. So, yeah, sometimes we just don't listen. Mm. But just be aware, your retirement money is sacred money. Mm. Just be careful how you use it. It's a finite resource. And you know, sometimes it's a good idea to lend your kid money if they pay it back. Mm. And if there's interest, maybe added. So, you know, we did a plan many years ago where the child borrowed money and put it in his bond, which is fantastic. But the income from that money was supposed to feed the pension of the father. And you know what happens? Ach, Dad, I'm having a tough month this month. Can I skip and pay double next month?
And then you don't pay double.
And you don't pay double. And so I've actually avoided giving that advice. Mm. I mention it now, but I cannot recommend it because that poor client's retirement income was actually affected by
it. It affects that end result that you've actually calculated over the time.
Correct. So, yeah. So helping – I'm not saying helping children is wrong. I'm just saying just be aware there's a downside to that. If you've got enough money, by all means, you know, but have you got enough money? How do you know you have enough money?
Well, I would guess that most people, even if they have looked after their retirement through their working life, would basically just kind of make it. As opposed to having oodles of boodle for the kids to fight over afterwards.
Yeah, you're talking about the skin disease. Spend the kids' inheritance now.
Now.
So, just be aware of that. You know, we spoke about healthcare costs. Healthcare costs in retirement, I find, is literally around 25 to 30% of your budget. And if you get seriously ill, then that 25 to 30% goes even higher than that. And if you haven't looked after yourself, you know, do your exercises, do your fitness training, do what you need to do. You just got to be aware of
that. And that can come back.
So in your planning, before you retire, just check your health care, you know. And we're running out of time now, but the other one that you've got to be careful of is do not fall for scams. High-risk investment scams. Understand this, and then maybe we'll end on this, Wayne. I see you looking at me with big eyes. In the bank currently, you are getting about 7 to 9% per annum, depending on the term, interest per year. If somebody comes to you and offers you 7 to 9% per month, guess what?
They're scamming you.
Well, it's not maybe a scam, but it's definitely not sound and secure investment. There is no way you can tell me you're going to get 84% per year and there's something dodgy there. I'm sorry, I'm just putting it out there as I see it. So if you want to gauge something, work on the bank rate. Anything higher than the bank rate has got a bit of risk involved. Mm. So I would say 7 to 9% in the bank is your benchmark. You can get 12% in an investment house over a year.
Be careful of the wording there.
Correct. Now just read the fine print. The Financial Services of South Africa, FISCA as we call it, they are inundated with complaints. And the problem is the advisor does not completely discuss the downsides and the client does not read the small print. And with respect, sometimes the client does not know enough to actually ask the right questions.
Or to understand the small print.
Correct. So your financial advisor at retirement should be very careful to explain to you the pros and the cons of any investment.
Right.
We're
pretty much out of time on this one, unfortunately. And I think the message is be very, very careful because if you do something silly at this point in your life, you could end up sabotaging your own retirement.
Absolutely, Wayne. And I think I'm not saying it's intentional. I think sometimes it's not being aware of the financial consequences of decisions that we make. And we do them with the greatest and the best intentions. But sometimes it does shoot ourselves.
Right. So don't buy that Harley unless you really know that you can and your financial advisor says you should.
There we go. As long as you make an informed decision, you might be able to buy two Harleys. But how do you know unless someone has done the analysis for
right,
you?
Right.
And that's why you need a financial advisor.
Indeed. Before we go, Thane, if somebody wants to get in touch.
Thank you, Wayne. Always good to chat to you. Remember, Verso Wealth is an authorized financial services provider. You can contact us on 043-727-1340. We are based in Vincent in East London. If, however, you're listening to us from afar and you want to pop me an email, you're more than welcome. And the email address is, now that you've got a pen, info@verso.co.za. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Thane. Thank you very much. We'll chat again next week, Thursday.